The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only and are not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagonalls, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonall.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money and focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it bought. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Yes, get your money mind right here. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio for one of the last times in this format.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
We're going to TV,
but you'll still be able to hear it rebroadcast on Unlock Your Wealth Radio, but the format's changing just slightly. I am your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagonalls. As always, flanked by the maestro of moolah, Michael Terry.
Hey, folks.
And we are going to help you get your money mind right on today's show with the following great features. So no guests because we're going to be all about Freedom Fest. We got it in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I can't make it. It's unbelievable. It's almost here.
Going to Vegas, baby.
Yes. And there's a reason why we have dry runs because we did one today. And so thankfully I am that we did.
Yeah.
So crazy that it is, by the way. So for those of you who are not familiar, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And this segment is sponsored in part by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download by visiting audibletrial.com/unlockyourwealth and click on the link to over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Got to get that out.
Got it.
Love my Audible. I just re-upped. You know, I buy 2 platinum subscriptions a year. That's like the highest one you can get. It gets you 24 books for a year.
Why do you get 2 of them?
Because 24 books in a year is not enough for as much as I read.
Oh, so you get another 48 books.
Yes.
It's like a book a week.
Yeah. And then I read real books, too. I still read real books. I do like 2-3 books a week. Sometimes I like to read old books that I've already read before, like to just reassociate with those concepts. Maybe my thoughts or perspectives have changed. Maybe I was having a conversation with somebody and I went to reference something and I couldn't remember it. I'm like, wow, I need to reread that.
Yeah.
You know, so I always try to do at least one new piece of content a week and then like maybe review another one that I've already read.
Mostly nonfiction or fiction?
Mostly nonfiction, unless it's spy or assassin stuff. Mm. That's what I like. That's what I like a lot. You know, James Bond is not the guy in the movies at all. He's so much better in the book. Mm. Like, you get depth of personality. He's like a seriously, like, deep individual.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he loves his car and he shoots different guns. It's not all about the Wolf or PBK. That's actually a gun that he wound up carrying later on in his career.
Uh-huh.
It's not the first gun. And I was going to tell you, and it was on the tip of my tongue, and it just went out of my head now. But I'm trying to get one because they're hard to find.
Uh-huh.
But it's a.
You don't know what it is?
I do, but I can't. Like, I can see the flipping gun in my head, but I can't spit it out to save my life because I want the skeleton version, which means it doesn't have any grip handles on it. So it's like when you put the magazine in, you can see all the bullets and all the inner workings. That's the one that I want.
Hmm.
And I can tell you that, but I can't tell you what the, it's like a M something. No, see, that's not right. So read the books. If you want to know, his first gun was not the Walther. That's his last gun.
Goldfinger was the first one or what came before? Something.
Oh my God, I should show to totally know this. I just started the series again. Dang it. I can't even answer that. I'm all confused.
Ian Fleming wrote a lot of them, right?
Well, yes. And there are other people writing them now too. So that's why I started over because I'm like, holy crap, the saga continues.
Yeah.
So I got to work on that. And you know what? And that's perfect because that's what this week's key has everything to do with. People are like, why is this a money show and you're talking about spy stuff? Because spy people have money problems too. Imagine trying to go to the bank and cash your check when you're an assassin. Right? Oh, we have a studio guest, by the way.
We do.
One of my besties from forever, Jennifer. The Unlock Your Wealth Today camera babe is here. And so she's, now she gets to know what I do. And I'd say I disappear and I'm going to the studio. She's like, okay. She just wonders, well, something happens. Wonder what's going on. Now she knows. All right, we have a Moolah word of the day, but what's our key?
Our key is become a voracious reader.
Yes, it is our final key in the key searches. Yes. The very last one before the season starts over. And I'm so excited because we're going to do it totally different and unlock your wealth today. But we will still have the key. What is this going to be different? Because you'll be seeing me giving you the key.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be very different. Yeah.
Yes. I'm liking it. I'm loving how the new format is kind of coming together. And I'm really excited. So July 2nd, the new show launches. It will always air on Fridays at 9 a.m. Pacific. And it'll be simulcast as the radio show, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. So just like you hear it now, you'll be able to hear it or see it on Fridays. But our launch is going to be Monday in place of our typical Unlock Your Wealth live show that we do on Facebook. All right. So that's our key. We'll get into that in a minute. We also have great Freedom Fest stuff to talk about as well as our Moolah word of the day.
Right.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
Advance decline ratio, or A/D for short. The advance decline ratio is often quoted a technical indicator that measures market breadth. The advance decline ratio is calculated by dividing the number of advancing issues by the number of declining issues, with a ratio of 1:1 reflecting a neutral bias in the broader market. Technicians interpret any ratio that indicates the advances outnumber the declines 2:1 as evidence of an overall bullish sentiment. Conversely, a technician would see a market in which declining issues outnumbered advancing issues, having a bearish bias. So like the advance decline line or the AD, the periodicity.
Wow.
periodicity in which an investor calculates. Wow, that should have been the word. Blah. Perhaps I should have read the definition first before flying by the seat of my pants. The regularness in which the investor calculates the AD ratio can vary from every few minutes intraday trading to daily, weekly, or longer. How's that?
That's great.
Regular intervals.
I'll buy that.
Okay, so what does that mean in English? Because you're like, okay, I still didn't learn anything. So when they talk about advancing issues, they're talking about anything that's traded that moves forward in price. A declining thing would be what would be moving backwards in price. So if a share price started out at 100 and went to 110, that's an advance. Mm-hmm. If it started out at 100 and went to 90, that's a decline. And so they take them all, you know, and divide them to see, did the market as a whole move forward or advance, or did the market as a whole decline? And so when the market continually moves forward, we call that bullish. When it continually moves backwards, we call that bearish.
The bull always made sense to me, the bear never did. Bulls and bears are both pretty aggressive. So.
Right, but bears are scary.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the key, shall we?
Becoming a voracious reader.
Yeah, so it is our final key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. If you are joining us for the first time, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We are so glad to have you. For those of you just joining us, the Keys to Riches is a financial philosophy. It's a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. We do this one key at a time, one week at a time here at Unlock Your Wealth Radio, soon to be Unlock Your Wealth Today. By the way, if I may interject, go to unlockyourwealthtoday.com and then sign up to join our VIP Insiders Club, because it is free. It will be unfree on July 2nd. If you want to be a part of a really great movement and community of individuals who are trying to better themselves personally or professionally, so you can get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams that you want right now, today, you need to be a part of this, because this group, by being a part of the Insiders Club, you are going to get advanced material. You're going to get stuff generated only for Insiders Club members. You'll get invitations to all kinds of events, and you'll get first access at my products and services and workshops before everybody else. And you can sign up to be a beta tester too, which means that you get to do all of that for, guess what? The low, low cost of nada. Yeah, right. But it all goes away July 2. So when the show launches, that window of opportunity closes, at least at the free part. You can buy your way in after that. And on Monday, we do our Facebook Live, and we do it at facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio. I went through all of the keys. I did like a mini synopsis of the keys. I'm going to label them here, but we're not going to invest the same amount of time because it'll be duplicating my effectiveness. And I already did it on Monday. So go to Monday's show on facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio. Make sure that you like the show page and turn on notifications so you always know every time I do a new live broadcast. So that's what you want to be able to do and to go see them. But let's review the keys. So if you haven't joined, you can start right over next week on our new show on Unlock Your Wealth Today and start going through those keys to riches. So the first key is acceptance and affirmation. Denial is a warm, fluffy blanket, and we have to toss it off and start dealing with life on life's terms as life is coming at you in order to be successful. Pretending that that everything is okay is not going to make it okay. Only taking action and acknowledging things are not okay can you make them okay. Pretty cut and dry. The next key is take action, make assessment. And we do an end run around our budgeting because we actually break budgets here, as you'll see in an upcoming key. And take action, make assessment is that what we're going to do is we're going to learn about the real cause of your money problems. And your money problems have nothing to do with your money. It has everything to do with what is around you that influences you and the choices you make when it come out inappropriately. And that affects your money, that affects your finances, that affects your ability to succeed. And it does all kinds of crazy things that you don't want to have happen. And so we do a special assessment. Again, visit Monday's show so you can get the goods on that. Our third key is then dreams with deadlines. It's super exciting. Oh, look at that. Miguel, you're following along. I'm so impressed.
Just in case you ask me what the next key is.
Ah, see, you're anticipating me calling you out. I like that. Keeping you on your toes. So our third key is dreams with deadlines. This is where the fun begins because we think all about budgeting and dreading of all of these mistakes that we made. But no, we really got to figure out what it is we want in life. Most of the time, it's not that we don't know what we don't want. We know what we don't want. What we want to do is figure out what we do want. And we got to be specific and explicit about it because we can't achieve a goal that we don't know exists. It's that simple. So instead of coasting through life, because the only way to coast to pick up speed is to do what? Go downhill.
Yeah.
So we have to have, we can't be coasting. We have to be actively engaged. We got to climb the hill, push that rock up the hill. And we have to do that each and every day. So that's what dreams with deadlines is. So we learn how to create effective goal achievement, which is not goal planning like everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power. Not knowing is powerful. This is the financial philosophy in action because this is our 3-5 financial strategy. This is how we get it done. We ask ourselves 3 questions and address 5 areas of concern. And this is what really gives people, you know, it's great what we know, but we don't usually get hurt by the things that we know. We get hurt by the unknown. And so what we have to do is find out what we should know about money and then handle our biz. Okay. And so we have to do that specifically. And the way we do that is with this 3-5 financial strategy. Then, what's our next key?
Take emotion
out
of the picture.
It's not even up. I'm impressed.
I know. I lost it.
Key five. This is where we learn how to separate ourselves from our money emotionally. And this is about keeping our passions in perspective. We want to learn to be passionate about making money, but we want to be impartial about the spending and investing of the money. We have to disconnect our emotions in that sense. Key six, hope for the best, plan for the worst. While it's awesome that people like to say failure is not an option, guess what? It is an option, and most likely, it is likely. So failure is a part of success, but what we have to do is understand how to use that knowledge to our advantage, and that's what hope for the best, plan for the worst is. Right. Then we go to...
break the budget, number seven.
You're back in the game. All right, so break the budget. This is where we get rid of our stinking thinking when it comes to money management. Because budgets, like diets, are inherently bad. And it's usually something we go onto and off of, and mostly with dire consequences. So what we do is we use this key to set a strategic savings and spending plan instead, so you don't have to worry about falling off the wagon and whether or not you can get back up.
Number eight, no seasonal exceptions.
Yeah, so after we've created this beautiful savings and spending plan, we don't want to screw it up by some sort of special occasion, and we use my card up philosophy to keep your finances fine through this process. Next.
Number nine, create credit.
Yes, creating credit. Yes, so whether you're starting out or starting over, if you've never had credit or you've made mistakes, maybe you do have credit, but it could be better. This is this key. What we learn here is what we dispel all of the credit myths, and we learn about what good credit is and mostly what it's not and what you need to do to set yourself up to start strategically leveraging credit for your financial success. And this is where we talk about the right kind of debt. Not all debt is bad. There's the good kind, and that's the kind that makes us money. And we're going to learn about how to set ourselves up for success with credit so we can do the next key, which is...
remember real estate.
Yes. So we're going to create the ideal credit profile so we can take and then begin our real estate investment journey. And we do this strategically. And here's how we determine our affordability. We learn the ratios that we need to get our finances in line so we can position ourselves for real estate success. The next key...
forget the perfection principle.
Yes.
11.
One of my favorites. Forgiveness is for you, and you need forgiveness because it's not about perfect processes. It's focusing on the progress of the process, not its perfection. Because life happens to you and around you. And I can tell you're a musician, by the way. You spelled principle, by the way. All right. So, yeah. So this is where we learn our four-step forgiveness strategy and how to take the meaning from the message in our mistakes and move forward. Next.
Number 12, practicing the three R's.
Yes. This is what takes the keys to riches from just a mere budgeting tool to a financial freedom achievement tool. And this is where we learn to review, revise, and recommit ourselves to the cause. And there's a specific way that we do this that works in concert with the way our brains work, because this is a biology-based approach to money management and success. And there's a specific way that we can be successful at money management, but we have to deploy it in this fashion. And so, again, visit Monday's show, facebook.com/unlockyourwealthradio, so you can get the good stuff right there. Finally, we're here to...
number 13, become a voracious reader.
Yes. And we will discuss that in the moment, because this segment of Unlock Your Wealth Radio is sponsored in part by KeepMyID.org, the only service that actually prevents identity theft. All others are just monitoring services. Put your credit on lockdown for Unlock Your Wealth Radio listeners by visiting our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com/KeepMyID and click on the link to start protecting your financial future right now. That's a lot. I needed a sip of water.
Yeah, that was a big sentence. Sentence.
I know. Sentence.
Jennifer gives me a hard time. Sentence? What's that?
It's like penance.
What's a sentence?
It's like penance, but for a sadist. You have a sentence.
My son Jesse was brought up in a town called Greenwich, Connecticut, and he couldn't get the two syllables. He called it Grinch. All his life, Grinch.
Where are you from, Grinch?
Grinch.
Yay. Hey, Jesse. Love you, man.
Yeah, love you, dude.
We're spicking on you. So the Become a Voracious Reader, it's an important piece. All right, because reading not only creates knowledge, because I believe knowledge is superfluous without application, but it creates a variety of things for us on, you know, a physiological level. So reading does a lot for us. So first off, for our brains, it increases brain density, because when we get smarter, our brains get thicker. And so we need brain density, you know, as the Renaissance man calls it, hypertrophy of the brain. So that's what we want to do, is we want to create brain density, because when we increase the brain mass, and specifically when we increase its density, it allows us to do things mentally in a more effortless manner. Okay. It makes connections to things that we already know. Once you read a word, it's in your brain forever. And so people say, oh, you know, you can call, like, you know, bullshit on me and say, oh, that's not true, Heather, because how come when I go take a test, I don't remember this stuff? And I'm like, well, recall is not memory.
Right.
Recall is impacted by your nervousness, your mental state of preparedness, like as in how you feel about how prepared you are, not how prepared you actually are. Mm-hmm. You know, just like I forgot the gun in James Bond.
Yeah.
I know it. Because I've been trying to buy one for a long time and I just can't remember it to save my life. It'll come to me at like 2 a.m. So I will remember it, but my recall, because I'm on the show and I'm doing 8 million other things, I didn't recall it. But every time you read something, it's in there for good, save for some sort of mental illness or some sort of traumatic brain injury. So once you read something, it's in there forever. What reading does is it gives you resources you didn't have before. So if you are looking at a scenario, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, you get to learn how the individuals handle that scenario. And so if you ever encounter it, at least you have one experience of it. You have a point of reference. So it gives you tools and resources in situations you are not familiar with that you may not otherwise have if you didn't read it. You know, and so I think about difficult conversations. If you ever read a book, and this could be fiction or nonfiction, where two people are conversing, you're like, wow, that didn't turn out right. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in a conversation that's going sideways. You can say, oh, I already know how this ends. I can make a left turn in this conversation and change the direction, maybe affect the course of the outcome. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing that does, is it gives you resources that you need when you need them. You know, because you've mentally rehearsed it. You know, it's just like exercise. They did a study where you can mentally exercise. They took these people and all they did was think about exercising, and they mentally performed the exercises, and then they sent a bunch of other people to the gym. And then they had their control where the people didn't exercise and they didn't mentally exercise, and they measured all of their mass. And the people that mentally exercised had similar, not exact, but they had muscular gain. They increased muscular tone. So the power of the brain is so amazing. And so when you give it tools and resources like reading great writing, it elevates our ability to communicate with other people. It raises the bar on ourselves without us actively having to try something. We can just mentally do it. And mentally rehearsing something is just like reading somebody else going through it. You know, you can learn through others' experiences, as they say. And so that's one of the greatest things. So here we just do, you know, a just five philosophy for our reading challenge. And so it's either 5 minutes or 5 pages. If you are a super slow reader, just read for 5 minutes, because you want to have comprehension. Reading the words without comprehension isn't going to help you. Yes, you can do those read faster tricks. But if you're not comprehending, it doesn't matter how fast you can read. You could be the world's fastest reader. And if you don't retain anything, then it's futile. So 5 minutes or 5 pages. If you're a fast reader, stop at 5 pages. And there's a reason why, because we're trying to build a new habit that we want to turn into a skill. If you're not a regular reader, a lot of people I know swore off reading when they exited college.
Yeah.
Never read another thing.
Yeah.
And that's the travesty, because that's when the real learning begins, after school. Not while you're in school, it's while you're in the real world. So that's it for this week's Key. Be sure to join us July 2nd. And of course, we'll rebroadcast it on Friday, our new Unlock Your Wealth Today show. thanks so much for being a part of Unlock Your Wealth Radio all these years. And I'm excited that it's going to stay on as a part of the simulcast, but the show as we know it is changing, and I look forward to the new broadcast. Before we go, I wanted to invite you to an incredible time in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas and money go hand in hand, and we are going to be broadcasting live at the largest liberty and economic conference in the world. It's called Freedom Fest. Visit freedomfest.com to get your tickets. There's still tickets and rooms available. All you have to do is visit the website at freedomfest.com, and there's a link to get signed up for that. They also have the Anthem Film Festival, which is the largest liberty oriented film festival for libertarian ideas and, you know, free market thinking. All of this great stuff happens. They've got tons of films. My friends, if you remember back in the fall, I spoke of going to the Hollywood Film Festival where my friends won some award. That same picture, Saber Rock, again, is nominated now here at the Hollywood Film Festival. So be sure to check that out, or at the Anthem Film Festival here at going on at the same time as Freedom Fest. We are going to be broadcasting live. So there's going to be lots going on in the broadcast booth. So we have live shows. We're going to be interviewing all the famous people that'll be there. So if you want the best financial advice and you are at Freedom Fest, you need to stop by our booth. I'm going to be posting the schedule at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. You'll be able to see the interview schedule of all the people that we'll be interviewing. So you can pick and choose, because it'll be your chance also, because we'll do live Q&A and you can register to win prizes and giveaways. It's going to be so awesome. But that's not the only show. Unlock Your Wealth Today will be, you know, recording live, but we have two other shows that are going to be part of it. So my passion project, as most of you know, is the atlasphere.com, and it is the largest website connecting Ayn Rand aficionados that are admirers of the Fountainhead and Atlas Shrugged. And myself and resident stock analyst and investment authority Jim Woods is going to be joining me. He is my co-host now officially of the Atlasphere podcast. So drop by if you want to expand your knowledge and connect with other like-minded individuals who want to live your best life. And finally, Jim is launching his own podcast. As you know him, he is an incredible contributor to this show. He contributes both to our updates as well as interviews, and he also contributes articles to the website. So if you haven't had a chance to read his writings, do so. But this is a different take, and this is not what you would expect from somebody that you would make an assumption about how straight-laced that stock analysts are, right? You'd think that they're kind of like, you know, real, you know, button down, every hair in place, but not Jim. And he is launching his new podcast, Way of the Renaissance Man. Go sign up for his free newsletter at wayoftherenaissanceman.com. We're launching his podcast. His motto is focus, integration, and celebration. And as you can infer from the term Renaissance Man, it's about all things that make a man manly. And it's not really what you think, but it's about having knowledge in various areas. And he's got some really great in-depth interviews scheduled for Freedom Fest. So I encourage you to drop by the booth. We will have his interview schedule posted on his website. He is also speaking at Freedom Fest. He's part of the Fast Money Summit. If you want to learn some great ways to make money and some new investment ideas, take part in the Fast Money Summit. That's on Thursday all day. So I'm excited. I can't wait. This is your first Freedom Fest. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
Yeah, Jennifer's all pro. She knows how crazy it gets. So yeah, it'll be like, you know, morning till night. Like, we'll just hit the ground running until we can't go anymore. But it's pretty exciting. There's so many different exhibits. They have Shark Tank. So they have their own version of Shark Tank. Kevin Harrington will be there. And Pitch Tank is what it is. And Steve Forbes, who's the Freedom Fest ambassador, he will be there. He'll be one of the judges in the Pitch Tank. And so if you're an entrepreneur with an idea, you got to get to Freedom Fest and be a part of the Pitch Tank. So we'll be covering that live also at Freedom Fest. So be sure to visit the website at freedomfest.com. I'll also put links to Freedom Fest so you can get the tickets on our website. As always, all the things that we covered, if you are driving around without a pencil, never fear. Unlockyourwealthradio.com is here where you can visit our show page to get all the linky links, resources, and so much more. Thanks so much for being a part of the show and for the maestro of moolah. Michael Terry, our guest, Jennifer Kirby, and myself, Heather Wagenhals. Go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.